And Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for Avi Marini Mimorosi Shehichiu, Nishmas, Marisa Esther Bas Rishon, Rishon Bas Gena, Masata Chana Bas Meir Zev. And Lili Nishmas, Ahav Dovid Yitzchok, Ben Akiva Yehuda, Schus Chayar 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 Zivuk Hagun, Yitzchok Moshe ben Malka, Bracha Vatzlach Bucham Asi Yadav, Bracha Lehel ben Yosef HaLevi, Bracha Vatzlach Bucham Asi Yadav, and Ephraim Shlomo ben Chanadina, Blumet Ayvas Chanadina, Bracha Vatzlach Bucham Asi Yadehem. And the topic of our shiur is a Sofik Mamun Aniyim. And we are going to be going on the derech of Hagoyin Rebbe Bitzal, Zolti Zatzal. In Yoredeya and Reishn and Tes, Sifei, it says, Mishesh Biyadam Mois, Vuhu Mesupok, Vuhu Mesupok, Im Heim Shel Tztoko, Chayav Lita in Oysam Litztoko. If somebody has in his hand money, and he's Mesupok, if it's Tztoko money, he has to give the money to Tzedoko. The makor of this din is in the Hagos Mordechai, Perakamid of Baba Basra, who writes, Time to his Klan of Paris Kedoshim, and I'm Sofik Leket, Sofik Peya, Sofik Leket, Leket, Sofik Peya, Peya, Sofik Shichucho, Shichucho, all these matnas anim. How do we know that the Sofik goes to the Ani? Amid Lomer, Lo Ani Velager Tazav Oysam. ומאחד קרוא לא ינוף כי כולו, דהי קרוא גבי לקט ופי הכסיב, ושיחו קרוא הכינו בפרשס כיסי צי, דסעני בסביב עיניים סופק לקט לקט סופק פי הפי, סופק שיחו שיחו, תאמו לא מגיע לעשם למוני יהיה. וכו חדות רמז כי רתן את שלושתם, אף אגב דה לא ינוף כי מאחד קרוא שכן דרכו של התנה. So he writes that we have one braiser that tells us about lekat and peah, that sofik goes to the ani. We have another pasuk by shichucha that it goes to the ani. And even though they come from different psukim, the Tana mentions them together. So we have a Yerushalmi that tells us that Sofik Leket is Leket, and since we have Sofik Leket, Sofik Shicha, Sofik Peah, all go to the Aniyim, so Sofik Tzedaka also goes to the Aniyim. Reched Dedora Shabshon Barachmeni, Atztikeu Vmat Noisav, Hachinam Yikel Meimar, Atztikeu B'Tzedaka. Just like we have a Pasuk of Ani V'Rosh HaTzdiku, Atztikeu Vmat Noisav, that a poor person, you should be Matzdikim, you should justify him, you should justify him with his Matonis. So given the Matonis, if you're Mesupik, so too we say, Legabe Tzedaka, that if you have Sofik Tztaka, give it over. Hatztikeu with your Tztaka. Hilka choymer, ani amachaber, mishesh biyadoi mois. Umisafkalei, imhem shal Tztaka ilav, chayiv litei noisim litzdoke. So if a person has money, and he's mesupik about it, is it Tztaka, is it not Tztaka? He sees some money, and he goes up to the money, and says, excuse me, money, who do you belong to exactly? You belong to me or you belong to the Aniyim? So l'chari, the money's not going to answer him. So says the Mordechai that he should give it over to Tztaka. The Shach, in the Bir HaGra, they are a Temeya, because it says in Perek HaZroa v'l'chayayim, Meseches Chulin Adav Kufla Medalit, Gershin is Gayer, that if you have a Ger who converts, as most Gerim do, what's the din? That this Girish and his Geyer had a para, if the para was shechted before his Giyur, so he's potter from giving matnas kum with his Zorah L'chayayim in the Keva. But Mishin is Geyer, if it was given after his conversion, if it was shechted after his conversion, he's chayiv in matnas kum. Sofik, let's say he's not sure. So what's the din? The din is he's potter. Why? Because if when you try to take it out from somebody, the person is trying to take it out, he's the one, the burden of proof is upon him. So Memaile, in this case, where he's misupik, if this is the matnas kuna go to the kohen or not, because he shechted the animal, maybe before his gear, maybe after, anachal lo yodim bevadaut. So memeila ma anachnu omrim, amoytzi mechavei lo ravaraye, and he gets to keep it. He gets to keep it. Frag the gemore, alma sveika lekula. Do you want to tell me then that sofik matnas kahuna is sofik matanas alekula? We have another din. Choyre hanem molim shebisoy hakomo hareilu shel bala bayis. V'shel ha'achra ha'koitzrim al-yonim la'anim v'atachtoinim shel bala bayis. Rabbi Meir roimer ha'kol la'anim shesofik leket leket etc. De'omar Rav Shimon Lokesh yesh ma'i d'chsi v'ani v'rosh ha'tzdiku sadek mishel chov v'tein lo'i. So we have a Mishnah in Peah, Gabedin Leketanim, Choyri Animolim. In other words, you have these stalks that are in the hole that the ants make and they drag some tvur there. The din is, Shebesoich HaKomo, B'makom Sh'atvua Od L'Niktzera, Harei L'Shel Ba'al HaBayis. It's definitely not of the Leket. V'Shel Ha'achar HaKoitzrim. B'makom shekvar niktzera ha'elyoinim, the upper part of the hole belonged to the aniyim, because it's mitztaver that it fell after the ktsira, and the nemalim schlepped it over there. It's like it. Tachtoinim shel bala bayis, it's mitztaver that even before the ktsira, the nemalim took it. It's not from the leket. But Rabbi Meir oimer ha'kol aniyim shesofik leket leket. So from this mishnah we see, Rabbi Meir says b'sofik ola hachmir. So how does that shtim with what we learned before? That Pesafik Manasaniyam, you go Lakula, here we go Lakhumra. And then the Gemara says, Vaiter. That we have a pasuk of ani v'rosh hatzdiku. What does it mean hatzdiku? Alma b'dilei m'bedinim. Can't be. Can't be that you make the ani matzdik in din, because we have a din of da'at tel v'rivo. Ela tzedek mishalcha v'sein loy. If there's a suffix, if you have to give matnas anim, you have to give it to him. And you're not saying motzi chevra al v'rayim. So also, you have. A case here where Safik Matnas Anim go to the Ani. And that's so sort of the Mishnah, the Manas Kuni, you don't have to give. So my Ravo, so this is I'll explain. Hacha Parbacheskis Ptur Kaimo, the Safik were Mamid Din Para like it was before the Safik. But the Bailam was a guy and it was Torah Me'am HaTonis. Avol Kama B'cheskes Chiyuv HaKaimam. Kama is B'cheskes Chiyuv. Therefore, Safik Leket Leket, Safik Shicha Shicha, Safik Pea Pea. Well, here it just says in the Gemara, Safik Leket Leket. So why do you go Safik to the Ani? You go Safik to the Ani because it has a Cheskes Chiyuv. Whereas by a paro, it has a cheskas p'tur because the guy was a guy. He was the cheskas. Before the suffix was born, he was a guy. So there's a cheskas p'tur. So that's our problem over here. Our problem is that the Gemara, the Shach, again, the Bir Agra, ask on the Psak of the Mordechai, Baba Basra, you, the Mordechai, want to say that Safik Tztaka is Litztaka. But look at the Gemara. Gemara says you only say a suffix to the aniyim if there's a cheska chazaka for the aniyim. But if there's no cheska aniyim, you don't say that the suffix goes to the aniyim. Say amotzim echaval v'raya. And therefore, in the case of the parag, where you don't know if he was misgayer before the shechita or after, he gets to keep the manis kohen because it doesn't have a cheska chiyuv. Only in the case of the kama, where there's a cheska chiyuv that he owes matnas aniyim, there you give it to the aniyim. If there's no cheskes chiyuv, you get to keep it. So then, how can you tell me that suffix stuck, you have to give to the aniyim? Not becheskes chiyuv this money. So mehechi teisa, you have to give it to the aniyim. That's the kasha of the shach and the bira gro on the Mordechai in the first perek of Bava Basri. However, Iker Divrei HaGemora Tzrichim Iyun. Anachal lo mevinim et etzem Divrei HaGemara. Why? Because l'cha'oira, it's Tarti the Sasri. D'amar par b'cheskes p'tura kaima, u'mash mishim loya b'cheskes p'tura. Eladavi safek ha'shaku, ha'reze la'anim, v'hadar amar kama b'cheskes chiyu v'kaima. So first it says, and it was Becheskes Ptur. So it's mashim that if it wasn't Becheskes Ptur, if it was Besafek HaShakul, you'd give it to the Aniyim. And then it says, no. Kama Becheskes Chiyuva Kaima. So it's mashim, there's no Cheskes Chiyuv. If it was a Safek HaShakul, it goes to the Balabayas. So it's a stir on the Gemara Mineube. In the Tshuvas of the Ma'arit, in Chelek Aleph, Simen Lamites, he writes that ikroi talui becheskas chiyuv, and that it says that par is becheskas ptura. What is it telling us? That it doesn't have a cheskas chiyuv. As long as it doesn't have a cheskas chiyuv, then you're pater. And that's like the shach and the gro, that we don't say safik laniyim unless it's a cheskas chiyuv. However, in the sefer kuntres hasfekis Lachi Akceis, in Klal Aleph Siftes, he writes that it's all Talui in Cheskas Ptur, and that it says in the Gemore that Kama Becheskas Chiyuva Kaima is saying that there's no Cheskas Ptur. But that in order to be Patur, it has to be a Cheskas Ptur, otherwise you're Chayiv. And so it's the Turei Evin. In Rosh Hashanah, and Daf Yudalit. So Ledvarov, the Mordechai is very good. Sofik Tztoko, since there's no Cheskas Ptur, goes to the Aniyim. Because it's all dependent on whether there's a Cheskas Ptur. Is the Cheskas Ptur your Pater? Otherwise it goes to the Aniyim. Sofik goes to the Aniyim. So according to that understanding, the Gemara works out very well with the Mordechai. Now there's a Mishnah in Peya, in Perek Zayin Mishnah Dalit. There it says, Ezu oilois. What constitutes a defective cluster of grapes? Kol she'ein lo kosef lo notef. Any cluster which has neither a shoulder, a wide upper part, nor a pendant, a cone-shaped lower part. Im yesh lo kosef un notef, shel balabais. If it has a shoulder or a pendant, it belongs to the Balabais. If there's a doubt, Laniyim, it belongs to the owner. It belongs to the poor. Teferes Yisrael on the Mishnayis asks, why, if it is a suffix, Shel aniyim. What do you mean a suffik aniyim? Didn't we say in the Perek Zroa L'chayayim in Chulin Safek leket yileket is only when there's a cheskas chiyuv. But if it's a safek, if it has a katef or a natef, there's no cheskas chiyuv. If it has a safek katef or natef, it doesn't have a cheskas chiyuv. Because it's a safek if it has a shem oilois. So why should it go to the poor? So the Teferes Yisrael writes that hod havi laniyim in zemidin safek leket leket. No, no, no. Not that it goes to aniyim, it's not because of safek leket leket. Ela, kevan she'ein lo katef v'natef kara'ui, אם כן, הרי זה ודאי עוללות נגד שאר האשכולות. את ודאי עוללות. Since it doesn't have a katef and a natef, in other words, we're mesubik if it has a katef or a natef. So what does that tell us? That tells us that it's ודאי עוללות. It's not a suffix anymore. Mishnah says, if it has no kasef and no nasef, then you know it belongs to the ani. If it has a katef or a natef, it belongs to the balabais. But if it's a safek, it has a katef or a natef, that means that it doesn't have a vadai safek, doesn't have a vadai katef and natef. That makes it olos. So it's vadai olos. Uvezem yashev kushyas hagoin Rabbi Akiva Iger. And that it says in Perek Hazorah v'lechayayim on the Mishnah, Sofik matnes kuna motzim echaver olav arayo. Aye, what about the Mishnah of Choyrei Nemolim, that Sofik leket leket? So how can you tell me that if Sofik matnes kuhuna, it belongs to the Bailim? It belongs misafik to the aniyim. So Rashi explains that the pircha is from Reb Meir, because the rabbanon don't hold that safik leket leket. The pircha is only according to Reb Meir holds safik leket leket. Vein shem b'toisus divar maslu v'raminu. So frekt Rabbi Akiva Iger. Why doesn't the Gemara bring Stam of the Mishnah that Safik Oilos belongs to the Aniyim? You're bringing me a Mishnah that's a Machlekes, that's Dafka the Fishitas Reb Meir. That Safik Leket is Leket. Alright, but we have the Tanakam who doesn't hold like that. Why not bring me a Stam Mishnah and Peya that Safik Oilos belongs to the Aniyim? But according to the Teferet Yisrael, Nicha. Because Safik, if it has Katef or Natef, Lanim, is Nishmi Torah Sofik Leket Leket, Ela Mishum, Sharei Ze Vadai Olilot, Legabi Sharei Eshkolot. Because the other Eshkolos that have a Vadai, Natef, and Katef, so they belong to the Balabais. But this is Mesupik if it has, and the Melot Vadai Olos. So the Fila Teferis Yisrael, Far Enfer Tekash of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, bring this Mishnah. You see, Safek Aniyim goes to the Aniyim. According to Teferis Yisrael, it's not the Safek Aniyim at all. It's Vadei to the Aniyim. It's Vadei Oilus. However, the Rashmi Shantz, in his Perush on the Torah's Koyhanim in Parashas Kedoshim, writes Lehedya. The doubt that we learn, if it's a Safek, if it has a Kosef or a Notef, Davi Shel Aniyim. It's because Sofik Matnes Aniyim, Havi Shel Aniyim. So it's Much that he holds like the Mordechi, that Sofik Maman Aniyim is to the Aniyim. Even if there's no Cheskas Chiyuv, since there's no Cheskas Ptur against it, it belongs to the Aniyim. So we have here an interesting Machlokas, what you do about Sofik Matnes Aniyim. And a lot of it would depend. A lot of our question would depend on how you understand the Gemara. It's the Gemara that says that if it's a, if it is a, if it's has a cheskes p'tur, it's p'tater, and if it has a cheskes chiyuv, it's chayiv. What's the ikar? That only if it has a cheskes chiyuv, it's chayiv, but otherwise it's p'tar. That means a suffik would be p'tar. You say no, that a suffik is chayiv, and only if it has a cheskes p'tur, it's p'tar. And we saw the Mordechai who holds that suffik manas aniyim goes to the aniyim, suffik tztaka goes to the aniyim without a cheskes chiyuv. And we saw the Shach and the Biur HaGroh who want to learn from the Gemara that no, that in order to be chayiv and matnas aniyim, it needs to have a cheskes chiyuv, otherwise it's pater. So we would like very much to go more into this because there is just a welt to talk about. So what I'm going to request of my sweet friends is that you stay tuned for more of this delicious topic. And we're going to get into the Gemara Nedarim in Mirtz Hashem. And we have a lot of great stuff to come. B'li Neder, God should give us life and health and the financial means, everything we need to be able to continue. Simchas Chaim, and hopefully we'll be zocha to continue. Please stay tuned. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.